was always full of life, very passionate about whatever was going on. There was always a sense of fun about Glenn, and just wherever he went, he needed to be involved, and he was generally organising things and doing things and whipping up energy around him. So, no, he's a great bloke to be around.
Was he always very dedicated towards the environment?
Yes. In his job as a surveyor, he was a trained surveyor. He was always passionate about that, but I think that really became a huge part of his life when he started with the department in around about 2000. But he was off the land as well originally, so coming from a farming family, I guess it was just part of his blood.
Because he was from around Wauchope, around that area?
Born in Wauchope, but grew up in Telegraph Point, which is a little village, and very proud of his history as well.
What was your response when you heard the news?
Unbelievable. I just didn't know the details or the circumstances of what had happened, so had no concept of how it may have happened. It just leaves you feeling completely hollow. Just the fact that a bloke full of life, always wanting to do things for other fellows, has lost his life this way.
It's a fairly contentious issue, we understand, this, the land clearing. Do you know much about the issues surrounding it?
No, look, I don't. And I just know that there's awful pressures on our farmers, given the environment, you know, the drought conditions that we're going through. But I can't begin to imagine just what gets a fella to the point where this happens.
It is a bit of a tough one, but already people are focusing a lot on the land clearing issues and not necessarily taking sides, but are seeing it to some degree, I guess, as the government versus farmers. What would you say to those people who are, I guess, not focusing on Glenn's death but making it about something else?
Look, I really can't comment. I just don't feel that I've got the knowledge of the scenario, but for someone to get to this point where that was the action that he chose just shows the amount of pressure or stress that that guy's under. It's just so unfair and cruel that Glenn has lost his life in these circumstances.
It seems quite incredible to me that you've got so much empathy towards the farming community given this tragedy that's befalling your mate.
Glenn loved the farming community. That's the really ironic thing about it. So he was there to support them, not penalise them. So it's really strange, just this twist that's ended Glenn's life. So,
was Glenn back farming himself?
Well, he had a farm, out of Dungown, and he loved that space. But this was his job in towns. So he wasn't a full-time farmer, but he loved being there on weekends and every spare moment that he could get.